in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here.
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
That was fig picking yesterday. My goodness.
You were picking figs?
Yes, my fig tree's at full bloom. And if anyone likes figs, I have tons of wonderful figs. These are delicious. Just straight up figs, man.
What do they look like?
They look like scrotum.
Oh.
When you look like, when you...
All right, man, I'm good.
Okay,
enough.
But I'm
enough.
Just telling you what they look like.
Uncle at a 603.
I'm just telling you what a fig looks like when it's done. It just limps on the vine. It doesn't, you know what I'm saying? Just kind of go. So
it looks like a sack.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan of the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talk Sports.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking. Time for thinking ahead. World has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach
them. Get them up, get them out. Get them going on a Tuesday. Early bird gets the worm. Glad you are up early with us. The first hour of four. All the way to 10 o'clock. Fun and conversation. A lot going on. A lot of baseball. A lot of NBA. A couple days out to the NBA's draft. We've got some golf. We've got some football, as always, because football never stops. Got a lot to do. 4 hours of fun and conversation on a Tuesday, 20 June. Mostly sunny. High 97 today. Dog days are here, Mr. Godbolt.
Yeah, they were here yesterday, but you know what? The humidity was down yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
It was really, really kind of pleasant. Hopefully, I think we're going to get the same today again, where the humidity's not up and should be a nice day. I thought it was going to rain. I thought Blackie Weather had it wrong, but it never did rain around here.
We had our roving weather consultant,
yes,
who texted us and said, hey, guys, there is a little front coming. You know, these guys that get on their NOAA weather radar. And
he was good at it.
They've got their scanners.
It most certainly was fantastic.
He was spot on,
yeah.
Unlike ours,
for sure. Good morning to the soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, the soldiers in the state of Texas, and all those that fight for us each and every day. Thank you very much for the great job you do. It is appreciated. Thank you very, very much.
Always, always, always. All right, a lot to dive into. 447-3776. Also on the Specs text line, 337-3776. Among the topics of conversation, did Dan Gilbert in Cleveland offered LeBron James some cover yesterday to bolt out of Cleveland a couple years from now when his contract is up? We'll get you details on that. Really interesting development. A couple days out to the draft, plus that big trade consummated. Also, Tiger Woods has spoken, or at least tweeted, for the first time since his DUI arrest on Memorial Day weekend. We'll get you details there. But let's start you with the headlines, get you caught up, so make sure you know what's going on. Ticket City Update Desk we go, and we'll start with some baseball. And a tough loss in Arlington last night, where those dang Toronto Blue Jays just seemed to find ways to beat the Texas Rangers. First of four between the AL rivals last night. Rangers rallied from 5-1 down early, took a 6-5 lead to the ninth, but Toronto would score twice in the top half and take down Texas 7-6. Kendrys Morales hit the go-ahead single, and right after a game-tying knock by Josh Donaldson in the ninth inning, Matt Busch takes the loss. Game two tonight, Jeff Banister making it clear that the Blue Jays they're not in their head.
I don't think that we look at it as a what club it's against or anything like that. Anytime you lose a game like that, they're challenging. But however, again, I'll rewind and repeat about what I say about this team, where they're able to bounce back and move on.
First place Houston, meanwhile, opened up a swing out west with a 4-1 win in Oakland. George Springer hit home run number 20. Jake Marisnik went deep for the ninth time and had back Brad Peacock and three Houston relievers in a win. Rookie outfielder Derek Fisher hit his second career home run the ninth inning. Then he was optioned to AAA Fresno as Josh Reddick came off the 7-day concussion DL. Round Rock lost to Memphis last night on Princess Night at the Dell Diamond. Princess at the Park, 5-4 final. Same two again tonight, 7:05. You'll hear it right here on the Horn after Chad and Kevin. Oklahoma announced yesterday that former Texas pitching coach and top assistant Skip Johnson is going to be the new head baseball coach at OU. Johnson served as Pete Hughes' pitching coach in 2016. Hughes was not retained earlier this month after four seasons. Of course, Johnson was the head coach at Navarro College from 94 to 06, then came to Austin for 10 seasons under Augie Garrido. 32 of his pitchers were drafted from his time here in Austin. He's now the top dog in Norman with the rival. Interesting development in Cleveland, 2 days away from the NBA draft yesterday with the Cavs, reportedly in trade talks involving the likes of Jimmy Butler and Paul George. Cavs GM David Griffin was let go by team owner Dan Gilbert. Despite reaching the finals in each of his 3 seasons as GM and winning an NBA title, the 2 sides reached a, quote, mutual agreement to part ways when his contract expires at the end of the month. Multiple reports suggest that LeBron James was surprised and, quote, disappointed by the decision. Last night, James tweeted a message in support of Griffin that read, if no one appreciated you, Griff, I did, and hopefully the people of Cleveland. Thank you for what you did for the team in 3 years. NBA draft is Thursday night. And finally, one day after Brooks Koepka won the U.S. Open with the 2nd lowest TV ratings ever, 3-time U.S. Open champ Tiger Woods posted to Twitter for the first time since his Memorial Day DUI arrest, releasing a short statement saying that he's receiving professional help to manage the medications he takes for back pain and a sleep disorder. 3-time U.S. Open winner and 14-time major champion last played competitively in Dubai in February. He withdrew prior to his 2nd round due to back spasms. We'll see if we ever get Tiger Woods back on a golf course. And that's the news.
I don't see him playing anymore, actually.
Ever. Not even ever. Champions Tour when he's 50?
Maybe Champions Tour. Maybe he'll
be great.
Spring out of it when he's 50 years old. But I think he'll spend some time just, you know, they talk about the pain and all that other stuff. But this is kind of getting old news when Tiger jumps out. And hopefully he can heal up from the pain issues that he has and get his medications right. And everything will work out for him that way. Just be a good dad.
Yeah, clearly
Hang
he
out.
Wasn't.
You got some money, be a good dad.
Clearly, he wasn't drunk that night, which was the initial, you know, knee-jerk reaction. But he certainly was messed up, and you know, he crossed pills or whatever, took too many or whatever that situation was. You know, sleep disorder and back pain. We've heard about the sleep disorder, but you know, we'll see with Tiger Woods. And yeah, I mean, he's gone to a treatment center. I mean, the reports are he's rented out the entire one side of the whole complex. But you know, this is almost, you know, he's in threat of losing what custody he does have of his kids. If he's not very, very careful here with this, so there's a necessity to it, in addition to getting himself on the right track. And, you know, we'll see. You know, 4 back surgeries in.
Yeah, and for those who don't know what chronic pain is like, believe me, it's horrible. It's horrifying. It's horrible. It's hard to be in a good mood. It's hard to be a fun person around people with chronic back pain or chronic pain.
You've had it.
I've had it for 15 years. So it's just what you do on that day, how you do it, how you prepare yourself for the day. You're going to have pain no matter what. Sucks to be in pain.
It's just what the severity of it is that day, what the level.
What the level's going to be. But there's going to be pain. It's just what the level's going to be. It's going to barometric pressure outside, you know, heat, humidity, all those kind of things, lack of sleep, like card night. I mean, things like that.
Yeah, poker night last night.
Poker night, yeah.
How'd that go?
Poker night was good to me, but I got a 3-hour nap in yesterday.
Taking some money from my buddies.
Yeah, that was a 3-hour nap. I've never done that before.
3 hours?
3 hours. It was a beauty.
In the heat? Well, you got the AC on now.
It was a beautiful day. It was a beautiful day, man. Really, really was.
I took a good nap yesterday, too. We had a busy weekend.
There's nothing like a good nap.
There really isn't. Trust me. I know. Because I was up too late last night watching the Astros game. I know I'll try to have to catch an hour at least today.
Yes, sir.
You and I work some pretty interesting hours.
Just weird.
Well, because we get up at before 4 o'clock in the morning, so it's almost, I almost live 2 days each day when it's during the week.
You're right.
I mean, I get up, and then I'm usually home by just after lunchtime, try to catch a nap, because then the second wave.
But you've got games, and you have other obligations.
You had
obligations you had to do all weekend long, and that sucks. Those are times where, even if you got off your feet. See, the thing about it is, it's not sleeping. It's getting off your feet.
Yeah.
Just sitting on your rear end.
I've got 3 teenagers, so we got a doubleheader tonight with the middle. We got stuff to do. So the second wave of the day begins about 3 or 4 o'clock.
Right.
And that usually goes till 10, 11. You know, so it's just got to get those naps.
In Absolutely. Other words, BK, don't have any kids.
Yeah.
Just get all the rest
I was
you
your
want,
age.
Brother.
I was you know a little older than you when we had our first. And so, you know, you're this young radio prodigy, you know, growing in the industry.
And the more you keep saying, I don't want to have no kids, I'm thinking,
he's going to have
damn.
One. He's going to meet that
no,
Mrs. right here
I
shortly.
Think you're BK.
Oh, chance.
It only takes like one date, and you're like, oh, there it is. That's the one.
Oh, no. I did. No, it happened. I'm sorry.
I'm going on no dates. I told you this. I bro'd you guys yesterday. I don't date, bro.
What's up, brah?
Saw, brah. We don't
no
date.
No dates, bro.
Man, that just takes you meet that one person, and then she's got that sparkle and that magic handshake she's got. It's all over.
It's all that weird app that he has. You know what you're doing. There is no date.
Slide right or swipe right.
Yeah, swipe right.
Got the deadbolt on the door for a reason, boys.
Good gravy,
yeah,
man.
Because it does, man. Because there's been weeks where you don't get an app for whatever reason. Work's real busy. I'm telling you, you get, I'm not telling you hardworking folks out there who are
That's
up early
right.
this morning, anything you don't know, so I'm not bellyaching by any stretch, but you get on those stretches, Buck, where you're going like 18 hours on and, you know, 4 or 5 hours off, and you get to the end of the week, it is down.
And in the morning when I see those delivery folks at my grocery store that early in the morning when I'm up, and I'm like, dude. Dang, what are you doing? And you're lifting.
Yeah.
You got that dolly. I'm thinking, oh, no.
Get a nap today, man.
Yes,
get indeed. A nap today.
But enjoy your rest time. Get plenty of rest. Plus, the heat of the summer, it's not just for young kids can do it and run around. I mean, you hit a certain age, and that heat just jumps up on you. It's not like you were when you're 25 years old. It's totally different out there now.
You betcha.
Get your rest.
You betcha. All right, fun Tuesday. Glad you're with us. A lot in the headlines there, the Tiger Woods stuff. Also, how about Skip Johnson to OU? That's a great get for the Sooners. You know, Skip would have been in line for the Texas job if things had ended on a better note for Augie Garrido. I think one of the reasons Augie kept pushing was to try to have one more great run and then hand this thing off to Skip Johnson. Not that, this is nothing against David Pierce and the staff that is being assembled at Texas, but there was a stretch there, especially when Texas made that run to Omaha in 2014, that this was going to be Skip Johnson's gig, and it was only a matter of time. And now he's the head coach at Oklahoma in a twist of irony, as he went up there as the pitching coach, brings a ton of experience. He can coach he's still the personal coach of Clayton Kershaw of the LA Dodgers, maybe the greatest mm-hmm. left-hander of all time. Skip will deflect any credit due on that deal, but. He's a great coach in Oklahoma, and now you've got this little rivalry. You've got Tom Herman and Lincoln Riley, and now you've got Skip Johnson and David Pierce in baseball.
Skip Johnson, David Pierce, and a guy at TCU. That's a nice little triad right there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, TCU plays A&M today at the College World Series in Omaha. I didn't mention those scores in the update, but Oregon State blasted LSU last night.
How good is that baseball team?
They are great.
4 losses for the season?
Well, yeah, it's June 20th. They've lost 4 times.
They don't have their ace either.
I know. Their ace is down with that really odd molestation case that developed right before the start of the coming out of the Pac-12 tournament there. We'll get you details there. But, yeah, Oregon just blasted. I mean, LSU, Florida, Oregon State, seen as the teams to beat. And LSU just got pummeled last night by the Beavers, who are just an attacking team that can pitch and play defense. They are the prohibitive favorites now. They are 2-0, sitting in the winner's bracket. Meanwhile, Texas A&M and TCU will play a loser's elimination game today
yep.
in Omaha. Winner goes on, and it's interesting, the Aggies are kind of gun-shy here. The Horned Frogs have ended their seasons each of the last 2 seasons. It has been TCU to win Super Regionals, to move on to Omaha, because, of course, TCU's been there 4 straight times. Aggies could have their season ended again today by the Horned Frogs. Obviously, the opposite is true as well. So that game going on in Omaha today. Then there's a winner's bracket game on the other side, or on that side of the bracket tonight with Florida and Louisville. Florida and Louisville will play in Omaha. So there you go. Yeah, but you're right. With Pierce, who we come to know and like a lot after 1 year here at Texas, starting to get his recruits in here, get some of his players in. David Pierce, and then Jim Schlossnagel's built a powerhouse in Fort Worth, and then now right up 35.
There's some good battles right there now.
So on the recruiting trails and on the diamonds, it's going to be fun. And I know there's a lot of Texas baseball fans who have a really strong appreciation for Skip Johnson and what he did for Texas for 10 years. So now he's at Oklahoma, and we'll follow that as it goes. What do we make of this LeBron James situation? I don't even up until yesterday when David Griffin's contract was announced it was not going to be renewed, there were reports that he was knee-deep in a trade to try to bring Jimmy Butler to Cleveland.
Yes, I don't understand that either, because about a month ago, LeBron James was talking about the general manager and what a great guy he was and how much he really appreciated him being here. And he was talking about contracts like during the season, like late in the season, LeBron was talking about him like, well, where is he going? I thought he's done a good job. And LeBron said he's done a good job. But that guy must have been on the chopping block for some odd reason. With Dan Gilbert.
Well, look, is this Dan Gilbert getting in the way?
Sounds like it.
And here's a text already. It says it's going to be deja vu all over again when Dan Gilbert and LeBron leaves next summer. Well, look, when LeBron, this was LeBron's guy. Maybe there was a bit of a power struggle on this. And, we already, look, this guy went to the finals. And every year he was there, They won a championship, brought the first championship to Cleveland in half a century, and now he's out because of differences of opinion or whatever, differences of direction. And his top lieutenant is out, too.
Mm-hmm.
That his right-hand guy, the director of basketball operations, he also won't be renewed. So it's going to be a whole new leadership structure in Cleveland. The name Chauncey Billups, Big Shot Chauncey, is already
get on TV,
emerged.
Brother. Get on TV.
I don't know where that came from. I mean, you know,
TV.
Or behind the scenes, who's pushing Chauncey Billups? But either way, Dan Gilbert is going to have a new leadership, and you know, we'll see. And does that mean, you know, LeBron James walks, and this will be the reason that, you know, Gilbert cut the rug out from under the leadership team, and he'll head off to Los Angeles, play for the Clippers or the Lakers after next summer when he can opt out of his contract again. We'll see. The
drama I don't know why you end up with power struggles with LeBron James. If you're an owner and everything that LeBron James has done for your team and brought you a championship and you've played in championship games, I don't even know why you're struggling with him. He's just what do you need, LeBron? What is it that you want? You've already got it. If you got enough money, what else do we need to do? That's all you need to do as an owner with LeBron James.
Well,
to me.
Dan Gilbert said that. But look, we had the highest payroll in the league. I'm absorbing a pretty heavy luxury tax already. Went out and got anybody that remember LeBron was belly aching at the before the trade deadline that he needs another scorer. They need another player, need some more help here. And so we'll see. It's a peculiar situation for it to come down on a day where, you know, a lot of people that thought maybe a Paul George or Jimmy Butler deal could get done today or tomorrow before the NBA draft, because Paul George has made it known he's leaving after next year and Indiana's got to do something. There's the Kevin Love debate. Boston and Cleveland are pushing to try to get Jimmy Butler and pry him out of Chicago on the eve of the draft. And now Dan Gilbert is walking in, as is his top lieutenant. And how about this? This sounds good. In your business or in anybody's business, Buck, from between here and the draft now, the draft is Thursday night. The general manager's out. His top assistant is out. All decisions between now and then and moving on will be made by a committee. A committee decision headed up by Dan Gilbert, the team owner. That just seems like that's going to go perfectly well.
No, that seems like it's going to piss LeBron James off.
BK, you like that? How you like them apples?
Our boys Lynn Murray and Sully before the show said Dan Gilbert's been there for 12 or 13 years in charge. Arguably the best 12, 13-year stretch in Cavaliers history. Of course, went to the finals in 07. That's the three straight finals they've been to. And he has not given one GM an extension, ever. So this is not new for Dan Gilbert, but it's interesting with LeBron James being a free agent after next year, or he can opt out after next year, whether or not he's going to stay. This seems like a total money grab. There's people everywhere who argue that LeBron is the GM anyways, but
sure. You
know, it seems peculiar timing with the draft coming up tomorrow. The Cavs don't have any picks, but still, the Jimmy Butler, Paul George trade, which everybody kind of assumed was going to happen, now it's all up in the air. So very, very confusing.
They don't have any picks. Do you actually have to go to the draft if you don't have any picks?
No, you don't even have to hang out.
Yeah, we're not coming.
No reason to go.
Just turn a light out at
our
desk.
We're not going to spend any money to take a staff there.
Yeah, we're not spending the airline tickets to New Jersey. We're good over here. Just turn our light out at our desk. We'll be good.
Well, it'd be interesting to see if LeBron James stays in Cleveland, if he heads to the Lakers.
Or
may end up with Paul George anyway.
Or Steve Ballmer. I mean, Steve Ballmer is the billion-dollar Microsoft executive who wants to win. He hadn't been happy with Doc Rivers and what they haven't done with the roster that they've built there. He, of course, took over for our man.
It just seems strange.
Big
Donald
Johnson. Sterling.
What has he done?
He's
got AIDS.
No, he does not. But if LeBron James left, wouldn't it seem odd, just weird to have him even in a Laker uniform? Or is that just the way of the world now? They just move on and you see your stars in all different sports and different uniforms, and just that's just the way it is. But for him, from Miami to Cleveland to Miami, back to Cleveland.
Well,
then to see him in a Lakers gear.
Because they brought home the championship, he's got cover in Cleveland now. I mean, he's the prodigal son who returned to bring a championship like he promised. I mean, there's a lot of goodwill earned there. Plus all the charitable things he's doing in Akron and in Northeast Ohio. But, you know, I think a lot of people have assumed at some point he'll land in L.A. He wants to be some type of media mogul, beyond basketball.
He wants to be Magic? He wants to be Big Magic?
Well, I mean, some type of media mogul, movie maker, producer, whatever. Who knows? And you know, he's a talented guy. Everything he does is pretty at a pretty high level. So that's kind of the thought. And it's easier to do that from Los Angeles than Cleveland. So we'll see how that plays out. And did Dan Gilbert just give him the cover because he cut the legs out from under his guy, David Griffin? You know, you were waiting for what LeBron James' reaction would be. Because when I first heard the name Chauncey Billups, I was thinking, well, I wonder if Maverick Carter and the LeBron James group are pushing Billups in because that's their guy. But apparently this was, you know, whether this is cover or not.
Well, they just don't make moves without LeBron knowing. That's just
right.
That's just simple.
Yeah, why would you? It's like you would consult Peyton Manning when in his heyday before you made a move.
Before you went and got a wide receiver?
Right, or made a you just would. I mean, in an indie industry, you'd get to your top people and say, look, your top people, and certainly LeBron James would fit that category, and especially something of that. I mean, this is the general manager of the basketball team and the director of basketball operations, his chief lieutenant. I mean, that's a pretty dramatic move to make right here in the meat of, you know, league business opens in early July, free agency,
and we're trying to get the Warriors,
the draft.
And we're trying to get to the Warriors.
Yeah, I mean, it's bizarre but interesting. Good piece of info there, BK, from the guys before us, that he's never in 12 years renewed a GM. So you get your 2 or 3 years and see you later.
Bye.
Maybe it's because LeBron said he wanted another scoring option, and he got Darren Williams. Maybe that's part of this whole deal.
And Kyle Korver, who missed the biggest shot of the season.
I don't know why
Korver.
I thought that was going to work out with Darren Williams. I don't know.
Sucks. I was so happy the Mavs got rid of that dude.
Dude, I saw that guy in high school.
He's been making some
tournament.
How much money has that dude made?
He's been playing forever.
Signed that huge contract in Brooklyn.
Remember?
I was upset because it was between Brooklyn and Dallas. He signed with Brooklyn. All Mavs fans were like, dang, this sucks.
Best thing that happened, wasn't it?
That was nice. That worked out.
I saw that dude at the state tournament. He was still in high school.
My goodness.
The guy was an awesome high school player. I can't. What team was he on? He was a talented kid. And then
Houston?
No, he's from Dallas, Metroplex.
From Dallas?
Metroplex, yeah. All right, B&E on the horn. So we'll take your thoughts on those topics. Tiger Woods with a tweet, finally. Everybody rooting for him. Also, LeBron James, Skip Johnson. And I got to get under BK's skin a little bit with these dang Toronto Blue Jays. These dang Blue Jays just keep finding ways to make the Rangers' lives miserable up in Arlington. So we'll talk a little baseball. We've got some football to dive into as well on what's going to be a mostly sunny and warm day, to say at least 97. We'll top out there on the 20th of June. So glad you're with us. Stick with us all morning long. Here's Guy Artie in, Buck. It says, yeah, Hogan, tell me about the hours. They suck. I get up at 1 a.m., driving a trash truck at 2:30. Working after coaching baseball the night before, going to bed about 10 every night. Way to go, all you hardworking. We know the folks here in the 6 o'clock hour.
Oh, I know that now.
This is the backbone, man. These are the backbone folks that are up doing it.
I hear the big dumpster at 2:30 in the morning, because you can't help but hear that thing slamming on the ground. 2:30.
2:30?
I'm like, yeah, 2:30. Dudes are out there.
See, I've never been a trash truck driver.
Oh.
But I think in the dead of summer, I'd rather be banging that dumpster around at 2:30 in the morning than 2:30 in the afternoon.
For sure.
I mean, let me get out there and do this while people are sleeping. Plus, the traffic's easier. It's not as hot. Appreciate everybody that gets up early and gets it done in Austin, Texas, or wherever you're listening.
We certainly do.
104.9 on AM 1260. You stream it on the Horn app or at hornfm.com.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Welcome back to B&E Tuesday morning. 447-3776 is our telephone number. As things are starting to heat up in the NBA, the draft on Thursday, and what does Danny Ainge have up his sleeve?
Danny Ainge,
what is
my
he
least
doing?
Favorite player of all time.
One of
hated
mine.
Hated that guy.
I kind of hated all the Celtics the same. I didn't have any
hate. I loved Larry Bird. I mean, I could not like Larry Bird, his greatness, the hick from French Lick. But everyone else, McHale, Ainge, that little rat Jerry Seasting.
Yeah, Larry Bird's house was the most basic, normal, red brick, two-bedroom house you've ever seen.
Yeah.
For a guy who spent all those years. It was just around the corner from Boston College, right by a place called The Club, where they had, I think what tournament was it that they had at the Country Club right there in Brookline?
Ryder Cup.
There
was the Ben Crenshaw Ryder Cup.
It may have been the Ben Crenshaw. It was just around the corner.
He was the captain. It was Justin Leonard hit the big putt.
That was it. That was it. And was he had this just little red brick house, and everybody would go by and say, "It's Larry Bird's house. It's Larry Bird's house."
Larry Legend.
He doesn't
Larry
live in a mansion. Legend. Dude doesn't live in a mansion.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Danny Ainge obviously has officially traded back to the third pick. I think BK's guy from Kansas, Josh Jackson, is the apple of their eye at three. You can almost pencil in Markelle Fultz with the first pick to Philadelphia, your 76ers. So you were a Sixers fan in Boston.
Yes.
I'm sure you, and a Yankees fan. I'm sure they Yankees just loved you.
Oh, they hated me, man. And on campus, as a football player on campus, the hockey players hated me. They just, it was bizarre. I mean, because everybody was a Celtics fan, and no, I like the Minnesota Vikings. I was just a weird one.
What a weird.
I know, weird combo.
That's like a quilt. Minnesota Vikings, Philadelphia 76ers, which at least that makes sense because you were born in Philly and grew up just north of there in Bethlehem, PA.
Right.
And the stinking Yankees.
But I was a Yankees fan. I grew up, my best friend, his father was a Yankees fan. And every Saturday morning when I'd try to slide by him in the house, he'd have a seat right next to him and saying, Buck, sit right here. And I'd have to watch Yankees game. I'd have to watch Joe Pepitone and Tommy Trash and Elston Howard and Whitey Ford.
Damn, you're old.
And I had to watch those guys play.
He's old, BK.
Yeah, man.
And I was his little buddy every Saturday, and I'd watch.
Yeah, but your Phillies right down the road. You got Mike Schmidt.
No.
Come on, man. Jack Schmidt.
He helped me learn how to hate Steve Carlton and the rest
Steve
of those dudes.
Steve Carlton, one of the greatest lefties of all time.
Yep. He taught me to hate them, and I did. As a matter of fact, that old man was buried with his Yankees hat on. And in my will, I got the same for that old Yankees cap you see me.
Yeah.
I'm going to have that on.
Really?
Yes. Absolutely. That old Yankees cap is part of my dead attire.
Part of your dead attire?
Yes. That's exactly. So that's exactly what I'm having. So
yeah. Well, so Danny Ainge trades back. He's going to have the third pick coming up tomorrow night. Interesting that.
But I was a Bruins fan, though. I was a Bruins. I was half Bruins, half Philadelphia, which was hard on me because I had the Broad Street Bullies. It was tough to be a Flyers fan back in those days with Bobby Clark, but I loved Bobby Orr.
You know, yesterday was the 31st anniversary of the tragic death of Len Bias. Speaking of the Celtics, Len Bias. It's hard to believe that was 31 years ago because I remember.
I think I was in Boston. I think I was coaching at Boston College. Was I not? What years was it?
Well, he died in 86.
Yeah, I was just leaving to get ready. Yeah.
But yes, he was an All-American. For folks who don't, you know, BK's age, Len Bias was going to be the next great Celtic. I mean, there was no doubt about it. I mean, he was joining that team right in the middle of that run. And, you know, Bird was on that team.
Too was a Celtic guy, too, man.
Oh, he loved the Celtics. 6'9", 210 out of Maryland. He was the second pick overall that year in 1986. And by all accounts, went out to party celebrating that he was drafted by the Celtics and tried cocaine for the first time in his life. Now, that according to all the reporting.
I still don't believe that. You don't just, that ain't your first time.
And cocaine-induced arrhythmia, cardiac arrest, just 18 years old.
Yep.
He was going to be you go back and look at that guy, 6'9", 2, I mean, he was just ripped. He looks like.
Or if you saw him play at Maryland, he was unbelievable.
He was going to be the next great Laker, and he was going to, I mean, it was going to be Larry Legend and company passing the torch off to Len Bias.
Yep.
And then, tragedy strikes. That was 31 years ago, if you can believe that. And now the Celtics are back in the conversation. Are they going to trade for Jimmy Butler? Are they going to be in this Paul George sweepstakes in the NBA and draft Kansas's Josh Jackson? That's kind of the thought with Danny Ainge and that pick with 3. But 31 years ago, I was, 86, I was 14 years old. I remember that. That was in the heyday of, you know, Big East basketball. That was coming right for me as a teenager. That was coming right out of Phi Slamma Jamma and the Hakeem Olajuwon run with Patrick Ewing at Georgetown and all those great teams. And, you know, I still remember.
He was the guy, but Len Bias was the guy.
He was the best college player I saw. I mean, outside of, there were some great college players at that time because they stayed 3 and 4 years and they developed into great players. Not the case, but Len Bias. 31 years ago.
Let me ask you this. If LeBron James, when he does opt out to get out of Cleveland, if he ended up being, say, a San Antonio Spur, how would you feel then, BK, if that dude became a San Antonio Spur with Pop and ending his career in San Antonio?
Why would he go there?
Championships?
Riverwalk?
Dude lives in Cleveland, Cleveland. He lives in Cleveland.
He's born in Akron, so he's a son
okay.
of Akron.
I mean, oh, okay.
But if you were born in San Antonio, I can get that. It's just your home. So, yeah, Northeast Ohio is where he grew up. So that's home to him. Everybody's got what's home to you.
What's a better city, E? I mean, Cleveland gets ripped all the time. I've never been, but San Antonio doesn't bring a whole lot to the table. Was San Antonio significantly better than Cleveland?
No.
That was quick.
No, Cleveland's not bad.
No.
Cleveland's not bad. Now, the winters suck.
It's the winter time.
Lake Erie's pretty cool. They don't have Lake Erie in San Antonio. They got a moat.
Does it still
run through the city?
Does it still catch on fire with all the oil? Well, oil prices are
that was in the
70s. Oil prices are down.
Lake Erie, I mean, the mistake by the lake, it only caught on fire once.
Just drop a match and poof.
They got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
They do.
Lake Erie, there's some great vacationing spots there right on the lake. Summers on the lake are pretty nice.
Yeah, so don't mistake Cleveland for Detroit. Detroit.
Hole.
Dead up hole.
No, I mean, Cleveland's got its issues. Let's not pretend. But,
I thought you were like, there's a Disneyland that's been in Cleveland now all of a sudden.
Well, I mean, San Antonio's people want to flock there for tourism, but
and I can never get it.
Not bad, man.
What is wrong with San Antonio? There's a lot going on down in the San Antonio area, right?
Like what?
I don't know. Don't they have? They've got golf courses and
they do.
They got some nice resorts.
They got the moat that runs through town.
I'll just say this: if you do a vacation, people. I remember when Chad Hastings did this recently. I mean, recently meaning like in the last 10 years. He and his dad took a trip to Northeast Ohio. That was their vacation. And you can do this. You can go to Cleveland, and you get to see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, maybe catch a Tribe game, and the stadium there is really nice. And then you head down. It's only 30-40 minutes to Akron. You get there at the right time. You go to the tournament of Firestone, get the country club there, mm-hmm. where my parents actually worked together. And then from Firestone to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, about 15 minutes down the highway.
How far is Milwaukee from all that, where you can suds it up?
No, that's a long. That's
it is.
What are you trying to do in Milwaukee?
I don't know.
From Northeast Ohio to Wisconsin.
Catch a Bucks game at the Bradley Center.
I mean, from Cleveland, you can be in Chicago in 5 or 6 hours, but Wisconsin? You're hauling. You got a ways. Well, I mean, so it's 6 hours to Chicago. It's two or three back up to Milwaukee, so about 8 hours.
I'm trying not to shortchange San Antonio.
I'm not shortchanging them. I'm just saying Cleveland's not as bad as people say.
I'll take my chances
in San Antonio than Cleveland.
Well, to each
and I've lived in the Midwest and all that stuff.
That
yes,
they each have fine things that you can. But my point would be on the
why the
genesis
hell does he want
of
to
that
be there?
Conversation.
Why
is
he
leaving Cleveland?
There? Yes,
I don't think he's going to San Antonio. I think he would go to L.A. because he wants to be a media mogul, and media moguls are made in L.A.
Okay.
That's the epicenter
yes.
of media mogulness.
Yeah, I agree. I think he wants to own a team at some point.
Yeah, he does.
And just build a brand out in L.A. I mean, if he decides he wants to, you know, if he loses the next two finals to the Warriors and he's like, all right, I really want to catch Jordan, then it'd be San Antonio or, God forbid, even worse, Golden State. But I think he'll be satisfied with what he's got and go to L.A., try to win out
there. I will never say that he wouldn't do Golden State either. Those guys now, who knows?
That's the tech center. That's the epicenter of outside of Austin. Silicon Valley.
And they'll be in San Francisco by that time. They're getting that nice new arena in a couple years.
You know, it's funny.
During
the finals, you know, LeBron was asked about super teams and does he have regret? Is it good for the league, the Kevin Durant to Golden State thing? And he said, nah. He said, when I'm an owner, I'm going to try to sign all the best players too. Kind of indicating that, you know, and he actually pointed out, you're Yankees. He said, hey, was it fair when the Yankees kept adding great player after great player? Heck no.
Oh, isn't he a big Yankee fan, too?
Oh, yeah. You and LeBron.
Me and LeBron, until he gets to Cleveland, he puts the Indians hat on. Doesn't he roll like that a little bit?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, support the hometown squad.
He's a Yankee.
I bet if the Yankees were playing the Tribe, he'd be Team Yanks.
Yeah, and everybody in Cleveland, if you're an Indians fan, you hate the Yankees.
Yes, you do.
Everybody in the American League, if they're not a Yankee fan, hates the Yankees. This says lots of BMWSs in San Antonio, big Mexican women.
Oh, come on, man. Come on. Even Barkley says it ain't true, right?
No, he liked the churros.
Oh, he liked
that's what turned his deal.
That was the apology.
Yeah.
Like, I see why they're fat. They're not fat. I see why they're fat because those damn churros are good.
They're like addictive. It says, hey, guys, union electrician here, proud listener to the show of the people. Checking in on my drive-in. Thank you guys for being up and doing great work. That's right. Union electrician out
Club
there.
Union
punching the clock.
Yeah.
Punching the clock with us.
Still got a union going on up in here.
Got to.
Baldy locks. They said we wouldn't take Baldy locks in with the Spurs.
I might block that guy just for stupidity.
Listen, look.
They'd take him so quick.
I know people think I'm nuts on this, but I think they've got their own version of LeBron James. Kawhi Leonard at 25 years old, that's the future. That's the future. You got to build around him.
They better work with it because they're not winning anything with the group they mm-hmm. have right now.
And kind of like the Michael Jordan, we'll never see another LeBron James. I mean, to take over and be what he was at 18, 19, 20 years old. But Kawhi Leonard, if you've watched his progression, which I know all Spurs fans have, that guy's a superstar. I mean, this year was a huge step forward for him from star to superstardom. He came in as a great defensive player, and he's just emerged. There's nothing that guy can't do. There's nothing he can't evolve into. He is putting himself into a conversation of the top three or four players in the NBA, and you build around that.
Well, unless you think that Greg Popovich is, can win all these games for you instead of the players. You think you do have the best coach, but if...
Well, you do have the best coach, but
you don't get the,
Bill Belichick
the players,
and Greg Popovich would tell you that the coaching's one thing, but the players still play.
That's right.
I still have to have players. And, you know, Tim Duncan was the anchor of that thing for so long on the heels of David Robinson. And now, but I'm, my point would be Kawhi Leonard's an anchor. I mean, he is a lead dog. He is a guy who can be your guy that you invite players to come play with him. And the one thing that the Spurs do better than anybody is draft and develop. Find guys who can emerge and fill out the roster. They need a couple. They need another all-star to go, and they need LaMarcus Aldridge to play at a higher level.
Well, I know this. They don't have 2 or 3 years to wait.
Well, I do. I think as long as Kawhi Leonard's there, he's got 10 years in him. You can build around that. And you're not going to win it every year. But you know what? With that guy and Pop and, you know, adding pieces and drafting and developing, they'll be in the mix for as long as Kawhi Leonard is there. That's my point. I mean, Tim Duncan, as long as you had the Hall of Famer, you were going to be in the conversation year in, year out. I think Kawhi Leonard is in that conversation moving forward.
I agree. Bye, Parker.
Pop ever gonna leave, man?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, the Maverick fan in there, Rick Carlisle is as good a coach as there is in this league. They need better players. I did see where they're working on an offer sheet for Ricky Rubio.
Yeah, I don't love that.
Ricky Rubio, the Spanish sensation.
What's that all about?
I don't know. I can't stand Ricky Rubio, so wouldn't love that.
You might be a Maverick, according to those in the know. Hey, we'll come back. It's B&E on the Horn. We got a lot to do. Having some fun. We'll reset your headlines. And big day in Omaha today for the Aggies and the Horned Frogs. We've got plenty going on, and we'll hit the headlines before the top of the hour. Coach's Corner around the corner. And, yes, at some point this morning, we're going to reach out to and talk with our first ever female winner of our B&E Major Golf Contest, Lisa, who won this year with the pick of Brooks Koepka.
Where's that? Where's my deal at? Where is that at?
Yeah. We also should say congratulations to Nicholas and Mike. Nicholas Burnett and Mike McNutt, they both picked Brooks Koepka as well. But Lisa got hers in first, and she's the winner of our golf contest. And we'll get some details on her, Buck. You're going to like her a lot. This one could be a sassy conversation. We'll hit the headlines with your Coach's Corner. We'll talk with you. It's B&E on a Tuesday. 104.9 AM 1260, streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Hey, I want to thank our friend Craig Way, friend and colleague Craig Way, for dropping off our fresh off the press copy of Dave Campbell's Texas Football. Left it in my office. I've yep drawn off to the Buck here. There you go, Buck. Tom Herman, the mastermind, it says on the cover. We'll start diving into those knee deep. And
doesn't it say bully?
No, it doesn't say bully. Doesn't say bully about his sack either. Doesn't say about his sack.
Doesn't say chased Bob Stoops out of town?
No, it just says mastermind.
Ain't grown any figs.
No figs.
Figs yet, huh?
But so thanks to Craig. And the other thing Craig brought us is 100 copies of the Dave Campbell's Texas Football with the new Texas head coach on the cover.
100 copies? Was he just pimping them out on the, can I see him on the side of the road somewhere?
Well, we're going to be giving some away on this show, on the afternoons. May let Trey and BK give one or two away along the way. We'll do some online. But next month or so, you'll be listening to all the station, all the station all day, your chance to win a copy, your commemorative copy. Free copy of Dave Campbell's Texas Football, as football season is now 74 days away, but we know it's actually much closer than that. The first actual game is 74 days away with Texas and Maryland, but plenty to do between now and then, including the Big 12 Media Days in middle July, the B&E Top 20 Countdown, which will get us ready for the start of the college football season. I'm not sure, because, you know, last year when the Dave Campbell's Texas Football hit newsstands, it was your boy Cliff Kingsbury.
He was on the cover. I have that cover still.
With Patrick Mahomes kind of looking off in the distance.
He was on his shoulder, right? He was right behind him.
It's like a shepherd and his sheep.
I didn't like that.
You didn't like that?
It was a little weird, man.
I cut that out and framed it.
There was a picture on the cover that made it seem like the look on Pat Mahomes' face was like, gosh, you smell good. See?
Fresh salad. That's that dude.
I wonder if he says the same thing about Andy Reid in Kansas City, his new boss. You think Andy Reid smells like fresh salad?
That's a funk machine. He just lives at the office.
How much would you pay for a cover of Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes reenacting that?
Yeah, course, that scene?
Oh.
That'd be great.
Of course, the Chiefs traded up from 28 to 10 to gobble up the Texas Tech quarterback who graced that cover.
You know what? You can say what you want about Andy Reid, but he is so very average.
So very average.
He's not taking the Chiefs. Chiefs aren't ever going to the Super Bowl with Andy Reid.
I think he's way above average.
Okay.
I just don't know that he's great. You know what I mean? I mean,
he can be really good and win some games, but he can't go anywhere, E.
Well, here's what I'll say about Andy Reid. Because Andy Reid had the same debate was had in Philadelphia on the mean streets of Philly for years after year, year after year.
After year after
he's
year.
He's good,
after
not
year.
Great. He's good, not great. We'll get yes. this close. Of course, Donovan McNabb played in, what, 5 NFC title games, 1 Super Bowl, but never won the Super Bowl. Now you have Alex Smith, which is essentially the white version of Donovan McNabb in Kansas City. And what do they do every year? They play in the AFC Championship game. They may make a Super Bowl at some point.
They're not going to make a Super Bowl. He's just not going to get it done. You have you know a guy what? That's a nice guy and everything. Everybody
but
loves
ask the
him.
Eagles if they like to have him back.
No.
Well,
they ran that dude out of town so quick.
Well, now they've been through Chip Kelly, and now they got one of his proteges, Doug Peterson, and they've stunk.
You know how Philly is. They just run you out. I mean, they ran him right out of town.
I'm with you. That's one of he's a way above average coach. There's no debate about that. He double digit wins, coaches all sides of the ball.
You can count on him not to go anywhere once the playoff starts.
Yeah, but you can count on him to get this close.
I hope Bill O'Brien doesn't end up being that guy.
Oh.
I hope he doesn't end up being Andy Reid. He probably wishes he was. I know.
Andy. I would take Andy Reid in a heartbeat.
I know. But
at what point are we going to don't even put those two in the same conversation?
Okay, Bill O'Brien is going to start winning games with the Texans. I mean, really winning on a consistent basis. Once they get a quarterback, they're going to be fine. But once they start winning, is Bill O'Brien then going to be just Andy Reid? You know we're not going anywhere. Okay, we're in a playoff, maybe 2 games. Let's just go back home.
Well,
I just see those two as kind of the same guy. But I know what you're saying now. I wish he was Andy Reid right now.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if you remove Bill Belichick and you name a couple other coaches, who else would you rather have? Because he wins every year. He never has one of those clunker years. Teams are never bad. But, yeah, I mean, Philadelphia, Kansas City's now Philadelphia Midwest. I mean, they've just moved west. They're really solid. They've got some spectacular players on defense. They can light it up. But, you know, if you go back to those matchups when I think they're better teams, and when Jamal Charles was healthy, they match up with Peyton Manning, and they just wouldn't go for it. I mean, there's just a conservative nature about Andy Reid
right.
in big moments that doesn't allow them to take the next step. And
he just won't let it go.
Now he's got Pat Mahomes, though.
He's not going to have any choice because that guy's going to throw it all over the place.
Man.
The gunslinger. Maybe. We'll see.
Or he's going to strangle him.
No, he's going to let Mahomes play.
You might strangle him. He may say, I want Brett Favre, but in his mind.
He doesn't.
He wants Alex Smith and Donovan McNabb. These safe quarterbacks.
Yeah, so they're not going anywhere then.
Yeah. All right, we'll pick that up in our coach's corner. We'll reset your headlines. Those dang Blue Jays got the Rangers again last night in heartbreaking fashion. Get you details there. And a big day in Omaha for the Aggies and the Horned Frogs. It's B&E on the Horn, 104.9 AM, 1260. Streaming on that Horn app and at hornfm.com.